Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, we are dads of girls.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you have two and I have one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think there's a unique relationship there. I love my little girl. Sometimes we have these conversations about, like, promise me you'll never do this.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She has some for me, like,
oh,
because I talk about when I'm an old man, I'm going to smoke a pipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, not a crack pipe. But like, it's like an old theologian or something sitting around with his pipe. Anyway.
So she doesn't want
that. Oh, man, no. She is not
Daddy,
okay with that.
Daddy, promise me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you promise?
No, I don't promise. I just laugh.
What are you? Do you have some for her?
Yeah, I do. I tell her she can never wear sweats that have words on the butt.
That's a good one. I like
that. How about you? Do you have any?
Wow. I think I will add that to my list. Well, when Andrea was younger, she really enjoyed, you know, younger, like mm-hmm. two, she really enjoyed running around the house and dancing naked.
Oh.
So I, you know, like there's obviously a promise like
yeah.
that you won't ever dance professionally of any kind. And that means not just the horrible thing that you're thinking of, but uh-huh. like, you know, Sonic's dance team,
yeah,
Seagals.
Yeah.
I don't right. want her to dance professionally. Just dance for fun.
Yeah, good. I think there's another one I have for my daughter. She sometimes will come home from something and talk about, well, I mean, I just label it girl drama. You know, she'll be telling her yeah. mom a story about this one girl was in the bathroom crying. And, you know, so as she's relating the story, I will wait for my moment and then say, Asha, just promise me that you won't be one of those girls.
Like, yeah,
I don't want you right. to be the drama girl.
By so. The way, can I just ask you, when did that start for her?
Just recently. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like Andrea, she's in first grade, and I feel like I hear some of that already, and it freaks me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to talk about really is some things that I want my daughter to grow up knowing about God. Mm-hmm. And we'll just hit on five things, some stuff that I want her to, you know, as she's growing up to be learning and knowing about God. Number one, I want her to know she is unconditionally loved by him and this never changes. Mm. Just, I want her to have an awareness of how huge, how big his love and his grace is. Mm-hmm. I believe that his grace is bigger than we comprehend.
Yep.
And, never want her to be insecure about God's feelings toward her, that she is loved, period.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I want her to know that God is good. I want her to have, you know, not just this sense of God is awesome and huge, but that he's good, that he's not mad, that he's kind. I actually want her to know that he has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Number three, I want her to be aware of his ability to bless, restore, heal, you know, to do the impossible. And I want her to always be amazed by that,
mm-hmm.
To have mm-hmm. that sense of wonder of God, that he is big and does big things. And that when God is the source of whatever, there's always more mm-hmm. where that came from.
Yeah. I'm looking at your list, mm-hmm. listening to you, and I can't help but think that, our job as dads is to show these things.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It shocks me sometimes how, my daughter can be insecure about something. Like, she'll worry hearing us talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what we're talking about is little budgetary stuff.
Like, yeah. Right.
We know
right.
where we're at, but she hears it and thinks something else entirely, kind of like, oh no, like, you know?
Yeah.
And, so, you know, I really want her to have, a big picture of God, of mm-hmm. how big he is, and mm-hmm. never to have to deal with those sort of insecurities, like that maybe God's not, strong enough or capable enough, or that his love runs out.
Mm-hmm.
So, number four, I want her to know that people really matter to God. And, tied to that is that they necessarily matter to us also.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
people matter to God, they matter to us too. I want her to live her life that way, just knowing that there are no unimportant people,
mm-hmm.
that everybody really matters to God. God doesn't have groups that he hates, and
yeah.
People just matter to him, period. So her to reflect that. I want her to look like that. And what you mentioned before, I totally have to lead the way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If I'm mocking, making fun of, criticizing, complaining about people or types of people, mm-hmm. it says something to her.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Number five, serving him, and also part of serving him is serving others, is always worth it. Serving him is always worth it. I really believe that. I have no regrets about what I do for a living. And I think I want her to grow up knowing that serving God is good. Mm-hmm. And it's so worth it. There's no other alternative.
Yeah.
And even when you do it, whether it's, you know, ministry or just volunteering, God gives you what you need. Like, mm-hmm. our needs are met. And so it's worth it. It's always worth it. So I hope she grows up knowing those things, and also that she never has the word juicy on her butt.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.